Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
One more, because this is another big one that everyone's talking
about. I'm not trying
about.
To quit you. Let's
no,
go as long as you want.
The fact that Karen gets out of the car, says she sees John. No one else sees John because the snow is covering him, and knows to go right there to where his body is. How is that explained if she didn't already know it?
I mean, but like, if she already knew, then like none of the other part of the story makes any sense in terms of like, you can't have it both ways if you're the Commonwealth. Because if they want to, if she knew that he was there, then I don't know why they're not going on the intentionally hit him and left him.
Well, like, because
intentionally hit him.
I think there's possibilities there. I think it doesn't necessarily mean that that she looked out the window and saw he was laying there and said, "Screw this, I'm going home." What I wonder about is, how did she get to that moment where she's frantically calling the girls and saying, you know, did I hit him? Could I have hit him? And that seems to be the main focus. Like, what struck Karen Reed in her mind after laying there for a little while that, oh shit, this was off. And I'm wondering if it was looking back in that rearview mirror and the side mirror and going, I don't see him. How did he get in the house so quick? But this, like, fuck it, I'm leaving, you know, just in your drunken state, and in not a way of like, he's down, I hit him, just more like, how did he get in? I didn't see him.
Yeah,
get in the
I mean
house.
The problem
and,
that,
then,
like,
and then you hit that and you go, oh shit, maybe.
Have you ever hit something at 24 miles an hour
in I don't your car? Think so, maybe, I don't know. No,
I'm not gonna have you go test it because it'll fuck your car up.
Yeah
it's loud.
You
it's
would
loud.
Know it you yeah, would think you're,
It's really loud in the cab. It's like shocking. Like it startles yeah. you.
But she's like drunk like, and she's got the music going.
This I'm telling
okay,
you.
Okay, all right.
Now I'm gonna demand that you go out and back your fucking Yukon or whatever giant vehicle you have into something. At, you know, at 24, 29 yeah. miles an hour.
Yeah.
And you know, just clip it.
Yeah.
I don't need to hit it full blow, you know, just a full board. Just fucking clip it.
I need
it.
A new mailbox.
What it sounds like, dude, it scares the shit out of you.
Sure.
It's like, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, I don't know. I mean,
well, look, then it would be that she did have knowledge.
If it happened, the problem for that scenario is that you've got to prove to me through the science that it happened.
Yeah.
Like, how does he end up by a flagpole 16 feet into the yard? Like it's just.
Well, that's why I'm saying he's stumbling. I, you know, you get hit, you get up, you got a few seconds of maybe a little sanity there, and you end up, you know, going over there. And by then, she's already pulled away.
I mean, that it still doesn't explain the taillight all over the yard, dude. It just doesn't.
Unless it was a direct hit to the head and it went and it shattered that way. I don't know.
If it's a direct, so now he's been struck in the back of the head somehow. His head,
no, like front, I don't
coffin there, like the coffin.
No, like thing, in like, the isn't the main hit in the like above one of the eyes?
No,
no.
I mean, he's got an egg there.
Yeah, yeah. That but at 24 miles an hour, it'd be a lot more severe.
Dude, that would be like if I took a baseball bat to your skull,
sure.
Type injury. Your skull would be like in. So like to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. It's one of the craziest cases.
I mean, that's where with the taillight stuff, that's where I'm like, maybe that part was planted. I mean, I don't know. I mean, but then it screws up the whole story. Both don't have to exist for one or the other to be true. Like the taillight.
Here's my. Let me give you pushback. Yeah. How do you explain? Because, like, remember, mm-hmm. like we can all look at the weather data from that night.
Sure.
Like, so John wasn't covered. It's not like he was a white mound of snow. The snow had really just kind of started in earnest. There was probably less than an inch. So, like, the rest of his body, whatever he was wearing, would have been visible. He would have had a layer on his top of like whatever mm-hmm. was. If he was face down, it would have been his back and the back. You know what I'm saying? So, like that portion of like if you're Karen. And like Carrie and Jen are like, okay, we're pulling up to the property.
Yeah.
And you're fucking sitting out there looking out the back window, like frantically, eyes peeled. Like, I don't know why people think it's so like incredible that she saw him. It's a teeny fucking front yard. This isn't a sprawling estate, man. They're going real slow driving down the street.
Because the other two are saying they didn't.
What?
That they didn't see him there, that she just went to a mound. Jen
McCabe was talking about peanut butter jelly sandwiches and just happened to be turned towards the back when they drove there. So mm-hmm. that's why Jen didn't say it.
Okay.
Like that's the shit that Jen's talking about mm-hmm. that, you know, just kind of like is weird to me. Like I don't know. It's like that's mm-hmm. the part where it seems like I don't know that it means that they did something nefarious or that she's willing to kind of tailor the story because she actually believes that Karen hit him. You know what I'm saying?
Or she's willing
to say, you know, I wasn't fucking looking out the window. I was leaning over this way, talking to Karen, telling her, you know, talking about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And like, she screams all, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Carrie Roberts had to have been looking forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's driving. So but my pushback on that is how do 12 people that leave that house all miss a big blob in the middle of the yard? And not so much walking out of the house. I don't know if the porch light was on and you'd think that mm-hmm. it was on. Again, not a huge front yard. All of them are backing out, heading that way. Their headlights are illuminating the entire yard. I mean, is it the same thing?
If you're not looking for it.
Is the excuse on this going to be?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're not looking for it, you're probably not going to see it. And the last thing you're going to expect is seeing a body that's kind of blending into the yard. It's already camouflaged with snow by the time people are leaving.
I don't think that they were. I don't think he would have been camouflaged with snow by the time they were leaving. Like that storm. I mean, it was like it was snowing, but like what I've heard, like I think that the sticking didn't start happening until like later in the morning, like early morning hours. Like I think when they were all in the party, in terms of what I've seen from the data, but we'll get there.
Yeah,
you know, it'll refresh our recollection when the weatherman comes, you know, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, like, was everybody shit faced driving? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, good,
yeah.
I mean,
but
there's
you drive down a place where it's snowing and you're focusing on the road. I can guarantee I'm going to miss most shit on this side of the road. And I'm not expecting to see a body either. So if there's anything out there, like, and I don't know the house, like rocks, some, I don't know, tarps, whatever the fuck some people have in their yard, you know? Yeah. I mean, your mind's not going to body, you know, especially if it's dark and you can't see, and there's no light shining on it. You're, and you don't, you're not, nothing's going through your mind thinking that there could, John could be dead in the yard at that moment.
I mean, we Ryan Nagel was in shit face in this.
But
this allegedly,
I don't think it's hard to miss something in a yard
before he left.
Yeah, I just don't think it's hard to miss something like that.
But like I think he would have been like blind not to see it. He's sitting in the driveway waiting for his sister.
But that's the flagpole's over here. The driveway's way over here.
Oh, okay. There is no way over. This isn't the Brewski estate. This is a fucking, this is a,
like, I've
a,
seen like it. A, yeah, it's not that crazy far, but it's far enough small. For like, you're not looking there.
It's a very small yard and you're sitting in your fucking car waiting for your sister to come out. You don't think that you'd look over to your left, bro?
No. And cause I think most people are doing this. Actually, I think most people are focused there.
That's true.
And
that's possible.
I mean, I get startled all the time. Like if I'm dropping somebody off or my daughter off at something, and then I'm waiting for her to come out, I get startled all the time where she'll just be standing by the door for a minute, just kind of screw with me.
Sidler.
And I'm like, and she's just laughing, but I don't notice it for like minutes. Yeah. So yeah, if you're sitting there, there's plenty of distractions for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. So yeah, I don't know, man. We'll see how it plays out. It's going to be fascinating to see how Hank continues to employ these witnesses and what the defense is going to do, man. Again, you know, I know these guys are all exceptional defense attorneys because they've tried tons of cases, but man, I just have a difference of opinion in terms of how I try that case.
Yeah.
Man,
but I'm wondering if they're going to pivot her at all because it feels like they're kind of,
he sold it. He sold it during the opening. I was telling Allison, you know, like during our live yesterday, I'm like, if I'm Jackson, I'm backing the fuck out of that whole conspiracy thing and just going with the science, because Hank's putting on a case that is going to sell the jury.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I were on the jury right now, where we're at in this trial, I'm convicting her.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got this situation right now. And that's obviously, we got the whole defense.
Yeah. There's a lot more to come.
Defense case at you. But where, like, his case, I couldn't have said that at the same time last year during Lally's case in chief. That's the bigger takeaway. Hank Brennan's trying the case. This is the reason they paid him a lot of money to come in. The guy is a born defense attorney. The dude knows how to try a case. He knows how to put a case together because he's usually on the other side of it, which is way more difficult to do most of the time in terms of trying to craft a defense.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get real creative. So, and he's employing all the tools that he has gathered over the course of his career, and he's employing them, you know, for the state this time, for the Commonwealth. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, there's going to be a hell of a lot more pressure on the defense to get them to not guilty beyond because they just didn't meet their burden. You know what I'm saying? Because he's going to have it to the point, I believe, to where Karen can get convicted because he's going to put a good case on. Yep. Like, if people are thinking that that's not the case, they're fooling themselves. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you think Karen's innocent, but the fellas and the gal on the defense table are better be ready for the task because they're going to need to put on a hell of a defense.
Yeah. I agree. To be continued.
To be continued.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb, bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said, just keeps to himself until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out, but they didn't. And now they're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.